Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 22nd. Last night's county commissioners meeting was postponed until July 28th because there was no air conditioning in the county office building. A lightning strike damaged an air conditioning unit at the county office building on Webster Street last week. Repairs are underway. Several county offices closed early on Monday due to the lack of AC. They hope to have everything back in place today. Bladen detectives are investigating two deaths from over the weekend. A Clarkton woman was found dead in a bogged-down car with a toddler and an impaired man in Friday. Ashanta Hill, age 35, was in the driver's seat of the vehicle. Cedric Williamson, who was a passenger in the car, told deputies that he was beaten by family members before law enforcement arrived. The toddler was uninjured. In an unrelated case, a 20-year-old was found shot to death at a trail ride near Tar Heel on Sunday. Samir Register was found beside Spring Branch Road just after midnight. He later died in an area hospital. He had been shot at least once, according to the Bladen Sheriff's Office. Both those cases are under investigation. A shooting at Sawmill Apartments Friday left one man dead, one critically injured, and a third in jail. Andre Barr, age 41, is charged with murder, attempted murder, and multiple other felonies. The Whiteville police said he shot Patrick Solomon, who's age 26, and Curtis Gowans, age 37. It took place around 6:30 p.m. in the parking lot of the apartment complex. Solomon was pronounced dead at Columbus Regional. Gowans was transported to Novant, New Hanover, with critical injuries. Whiteville City Council tonight will review the bids on the Lewis Smith Park project, which is set to be built in stages. Paving, band shell, grounds, and facilities all came in under separate bids. The community space in downtown Whiteville will cost about $1.3 million to complete. The Fair Bluff Watermelon Festival is coming up this weekend, and it's going to be a busy, hot day Saturday, folks, starting off at 8:30 a.m. You can find the full schedule on our webpage. North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in Whiteville is going to show Mufasa the Lion King Friday for Movies on Madison. The lawn will open at 7:30 p.m. for folks to learn about amazing animals who prowl the night. And the movie will be shown at 8 p.m. It's a family-friendly event, so no pets, no coolers, no alcohol, or smoking will be permitted. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is located at 415 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. Any students at Whiteville High School who want to raise and show a pig at the Columbus County Agriculture Fair can contact FFA advisor Ashley Fowler. Her number is 910-499-3552. Now, the contest is open to all Whiteville High School students. Pig pickup will be on July 31st. All pigs must be reserved in advance. If you see a great big baby in downtown Whiteville today, it's for a good cause. WTXY is sponsoring a business crawl to raise money for Dixie Youth Baseball teams headed for Louisiana for the World Series. Businesses that donate $100 or more will get matching amounts of free advertising on WTXY. Look for promotions around the courthouse as well as downtown, and make sure you give generously to help these players make us proud. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.